Documents showed the hospital almost lost its status as a Medicare provider this week because officials found conditions they say put patients in immediate jeopardy of serious harm or death. Dana McLean, the attorney for the Disability Rights Center of Arkansas, says the main problem is that the hospital is designed to deal mainly with mentally ill patients. She says staff can't deal properly with children who also have developmental disabilities. McLean says surveillance video shows what she calls abuse.
We saw a kid that took a sweater off the back of a nurse's chair, and the state hospital interpreted that as a form of aggression. This kid was then grabbed by several staff members and taken into a seclusion room where he was continually screaming probably a good half an hour, asking for his mom. You know, the staff made fun of him.
Julie Munsell, spokesperson for the State Department of Human Services, doesn't deny that mistreatment occurred. But she says administrators discovered it themselves before the federal government got involved.
We've acknowledged that some of the treatment by the staff, in particular the way direct care staff interacted and spoke to children on that unit, was unacceptable.
Two staff members have been terminated since then, one disciplined, and eight are still on administrative leave. The federal government has given the state an extension until May to work on correcting the problems. For FM 89 News, I'm Kelly McNeil.